Quranic verses in perspective.
Quranic verses in perspective is a program prepared by Dr. Mawil Yusuf Izzeddin. The Prophet Shu'aib was sent to the tribe of Midian. This tribe was an Arabic tribe which used to live between Sham and Al-Hijaz, that is, in the north of the Arabian Peninsula. Their town was named after the tribe Midian, and Shu'aib was one of the most noble members of the tribe. The story of Shu'aib is described by Surah Hud, and its position in the surah is interesting. The first verse in the sequence is verse 84. Quote, "And to Midian we sent their brother Shu'aib. He said, O my people, serve Allah. We have no other God save Him. And give not short measure and short weight. Lo, I see you well to do. And lo, I fear for you the doom of a besetting day." Unquote. The message of Shu'aib was one of the honesty and justice, and this comes after the stories of some of the other prophets who were concerned primarily with faith and belief in Allah. This is because the law of transactions is derived from faith in Allah and from the ideology which comes with faith. The people of Midian were not just in their weights and measures, and this was a sin of the heart and the hand, as well as a principle which affects both nobility and honor. Due to the position of the town of Midian, the tribe had control over the trade routes of the caravans between the north and south of the Arabian Peninsula. They were thus able to levy whatever trading terms they wished on the travelers. The relationship between the faith in the oneness of Allah and honesty in transactions and the avoidance of theft is quite apparent. Theft, whether carried out by individuals or by groups or the state, is condemned. Islam's attitude to theft and injustice guarantees society justice and peace, since it depends on an awareness and fear of Allah. Therefore, it is a permanent attitude which would not be shaken or altered by varying whims or interests. Morals and moral behavior in business transactions must be based on a permanent system which does not depend on variable factors. Such is the Islamic system, and it is fundamentally different to every other doctrine, be it social or ethical, which depend on human thoughts and ideas. Since the doctrine of Islam is based on a permanent foundation, it cannot be affected by short-sighted material interests, nor can it be affected by the environment. Accordingly, the control of ethics and transactions will not be dependent upon the situation of the individuals or society involved. It will not, for example, matter whether the society depends on agriculture, industry, or trade as the major source of its income. These variable factors cease to have any effect when the governing forces of Islam are ethical concepts. Once the moral base is built upon the law of Allah and each individual seeks only to win his approval and reward, then the ethical basis of society will no longer be dependent upon economics. When Shu'aib asked his people to stop giving short measure in their transactions, he reminds them that Allah has granted them wealth in their livelihood and that there is no need for them to be deceitful. He then reminded them of the punishment which would come to them in the hereafter by saying, "Lo, I see you well to do, and lo, I fear for you the doom of a besetting day." Then in the next verse, verse 85, he emphasizes that they must be honest and give full measure in their transactions. Quote, "O my people, give full measure and full weight in justice, and wrong not people in respect of their goods, and do not evil in the earth, causing corruption." unquote. Shu'aib first ordered his people not to give low weight or short measure in trading. He then ordered them to give full weight or full measure, and then prohibited them, causing corruption on earth. To order someone to give full measure is a stronger statement than merely ordering someone not to reduce it. This is because to order to give full measure is even less liable to misinterpretation. The words affect our feelings and the implication of not giving less. Shu'aib also ordered his people not to wrong people in respect of their goods, is another more general order than the order to give full measure. This is because the order not to wrong people means that their goods must be honestly and fairly evaluated. Moreover, this direction also carries within it an instruction to be honest in moral actions and attributes. This is because the Arabic word shay is also used to mean not only physical things. The order to avoid corruption is the final part of verse 85. This seeks to awaken people to do something which is better and more permanent than a short temporary gain. What is it that is better than the old ways? This is described in verse 86. That which Allah leaves with you is better for you if you are believers, and I am not a keeper over you. Ibn Abbas commented on this verse that it meant that the livelihood gained through the way of Allah is better than that gained in another way. Mujahid, commenting upon the same verse, considered that it meant that obedience to Allah is better, while Qatada said that it meant that the share which Allah gave is better. Ibn Jarir commented that the meaning of that which Allah leaves with you is better is that whatever Allah gives you in the form of profit after you have given full measure in your transactions is better than if you had cheated and taken people's money unfairly. This is one of the basic elements in Islamic economic theory. The style of this dialogue, particularly in the last phrase of verse 86, "and I am not a keeper over you," is a style which seeks to make those to whom it was addressed aware of importance of this matter, and Shu'aib seeks to make them face up to the results of their actions without any mediator or protector. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.